with the first pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
Wow.
Quarterback, Oklahoma.
It is Baker Mayfield.
With the fourth pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Denzel Ward.
Whoa.
Defensive back, Ohio. With the first pick in the 2018
some craziness that was going on with the studio. The studio.
Well, we got pizza. So,
yeah, the pizza guy. The pizza guy came. I can't hear you. JP was talking to the air, not the airwaves, not live on air. Anyways, so we came in a little bit late today because tell them why we're a little bit late today.
Well, we got pizza. I'm on the air now. We got pizza from Giorgio's, the best pizza place in Denver. Please go down to 8. I have no idea what the hell that was, but it sounded really nice.
That was the pizza man.
It must have been. All right, go down. Chris is our intern. His family owns a pizza place. Go down to Giora's Pizza, and please take a pizza home. Take a pizza on your desk. Take a pizza everywhere, because I'm from Pennsylvania, and this is the best pizza out there, where you cannot get a single slice of pizza anywhere in this goddamn state. So go to Giorgio's Pizza, you're opening it. Now I'm going to salivate, so I can't talk anymore.
I got to take a picture of this pizza.
Yeah, you got to take a picture of that pizza, man. Giorgio's Pizza, man. I mean, that pizza is awesome. Oh, Chris the intern made that especially for us. Dude, I mean, I'm serious.
Good stuff, man. It smells good. It looks like New York style.
Oh, it's more than New York style, man. It's East Coast style. You got my lacrosse stick over there, JoJo, if you want to beat some bibby up beside the head.
I got a gate lacrosse stick here. Hey, everybody. So today we're doing something a little different. We're off a little bit on the time, but this is going to be more of the time that we're going to be starting at. So, like, for example, we've been starting at 9:30 Eastern time, which is 7:30 Mountain time. And pretty soon here, in about 3 weeks from now, if not sooner, but about 3 weeks from now, this is going to be our regular schedule time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Mountain time. Which, JP, I like this time a lot better than the 7th.
You know what? For the East Coast kids, I mean, JoJo, you have a cult following on the East Coast kids. I mean, for the East Coast kid, this works much better.
Yeah.
Because I know my mom when I was 13 years old would never let me listen to the radio at 9:30 at night. I mean, this works way better.
They would let my brother, but not me.
Well, I was like 12.
Yeah, but seriously, guys. So this is like not just a test, not a little just a test of it. It just happened to work out this way. But Like I said, in about 3 weeks, this is going to be our regular scheduled time.
And you rushed me into here. I mean, come on, man. I was like flying all over the place. I was like hurdling chairs.
And it never seems to fail. I barely stepped in here. The show starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time. 6 o'clock, let's just say 6 o'clock.
And the pizza was here, and I wasn't.
Yeah,
I was like, what the hell's going on?
The pizza got here at 6 p.m. I got here at 5:59 p.m., sat down. I came into an empty studio. I was like, okay, the show starts in 1 minute, and JP's not here. And I'm looking around. I don't smell pizza. I don't look at pizza. Did he hijack the pizza?
I'll tell you what, man. If anyone's going to hijack a pizza, it's going to be me.
So it's just so weird. This is so weird. A lot of things happened today, everybody. We the show was originally scheduled for the regular time, 9:30. We have five guests that were going to be guests today, and they all had something. All had like some sort of like an emergency kind of thing going on today, where all of them asked if they could do this show, a cup of JoJo, Wardrobe Ways next week. And I was like, whoa. I was like, okay. And then another one called in. Oh, okay. And what can I do? You know, five guests confirmed today, but they couldn't make it all at the last minute. But that's okay. Things happen, man. Things happen. But I just said, hey, JP, we're just going to talk, and we're going to talk lacrosse.
Oh, if you want to talk, man, we're going to talk.
Yeah. And then, you know, we opened up the call lines. And ironically enough, we remember last week off air, we talked about that let's open up the call lines and then have just call in. And then two people DM'd me, and then one person asked me on Instagram call in
on Instagram. That's great.
A couple, like I said, a couple of DM'd me, and a couple asked me on the comment section about are we going to open up a call-in section? I was like, we talked about that last week, and today's a good day for it. What's JP? Anybody, whether you're listening on the Blog Talk, or whether you're listening to iTunes, TuneIn, iHeart, Stitcher, whatever, you could still call in the same phone number, because we have the switchboard, we have the master switchboard over here that we have the same call-in number for all of them to call in. And that number's on, area code is 929-477-3204.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy. That's the War Drummer Hotline. War Drummer Hotline is 929.
JoJo, where's your drum, man? I don't see it today.
Well, I got thrown off so bad today, because I was going to come in at 7:30. Then we just booked the show for earlier today. So we came in today. And then as you notice, the only thing I brought was this here. I didn't bring my Mac. I didn't bring
anything.
I didn't bring anything, man. I didn't. But the pizza's here.
6:30. Oh, the pizza is here. Thank you to Giorgio's Pizza.
Giorgio's
Get it
pizza.
Right by Target, right on on Hamden Boulevard. I mean, let me tell you right now, man. I mean, this pizza place is out of this world. Chris, the intern, that's the pizza place. His parents own that pizza place. Dude,
they're
really
gonna be one of our
that.
Sponsors. Yeah. Not just because of the connections, everybody. Not just the connections, because his dad and his mom are business people, and they looked at the show. Yeah,
they're
they looked
the
at the
best.
Show and they said, you guys are getting
that.
A lot of hits.
I have no
Let's
idea.
Do it.
Oh, you're gonna give them a lot of hits tonight, because we got a free pizza and we are happy. and I'm stuck in overload.
No, it's okay. It's okay. JP's all excited. I threw JP off. JP, I got him on the time warp because he was ready for the show to start in about 2.5 hours from now.
Yeah,
an hour and a half.
It's normally 7:30, so you got me early. I'm like, what the hell am I gonna do right now? I gotta get something here.
Hey, check this out. We got back in the inaugural year, you know what? Ironically enough, interestingly enough, we talked about this guy. I think it was last week. I talked about a guy that played for the Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse, and his name was Patrick O'Hara. And last week when I talked about him, JP, you said, "Oh, I remember him."
Oh, I do remember him. I remember him very vividly.
Well, he sent me a DM today. He got back and he sent me a DM back, and he asked if he wants to sign up to be a guest on the show.
Oh, sure.
As far as I could think, I think he was like the stud among studs as for midfielders of the World Series of lacrosse.
Yeah, I remember him. So I want to call on Cryo Helmets. I really, really love that stuff that you're going to give. I'm going to buy something. I mean, that stuff right now is as much as they say there's no science in it, and there's science in it, it's legendary, groundbreaking material, because you have no idea what my head feels like after a concussion or right now, because I have a cyst right here, and my head hurts like hell. And I'm sitting here talking, and all I want to do is lay down on my bed, but I'm still here.
Yeah. See, JP even got two different drinks with them to keep you cool down.
I do, man. I got two different, you know, they're both orange drinks. So and it's not Ronald McDonald House either.
Hey, everybody, last week he came with Smash Burger.
I came with a pizza this time,
but this time he came with two drinks, and I don't even have a drink. And I was going to get some hot chocolate, but there was no hot chocolate out there. The hot chocolate's empty.
Go complain to the office. I mean, they ripped me over the coals for my rent. I mean, they wouldn't budge on my rent this week. I mean, I have to pay for everything. I got to pay $25 to walk 10 feet. $25 for me to be lazy. Lazy. I got to pay $25 for me to be lazy.
Hey, everybody, this is you could go to also the sportsoffensive.com. Please
go there. I really hope you go there.
The sports the sportsoffensive.com. And you can, like I said, you can listen into whatever platform you like.
JoJo, we're going to have some fun tonight, I think.
Yeah. You got. Hey, I scheduled the show for only an hour, though.
Oh, we're gonna go way over an hour. I gotta change that now.
Right now, as we speak, we got the big screen. What do you got? The sports channel.
You know, I'm waiting for the Sixers to come on at 6:30. So
we're gonna have some NBA on the TV too.
I mean, when can I root for the Sixers? God damn it!
And then the Chesapeake Bayhawks of Major League Lacrosse are at
when they sign
the
a TV deal, if they sign a TV deal, I mean, they're good to go.
Yeah.
So, JoJo,
yeah.
Why didn't they sign a TV deal to begin with? Because this is one of the things that really pisses me off.
Yeah. Here in Denver, you know, the Outlaws always sign a deal with the Altitude.
We know that.
Chesapeake Bayhawks is did just now, and as far as I know, JP, the other MLA teams do not have a local TV deal.
They have it, it's a must. Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Major League Rugby, MLR, Major League Rugby, first opening game. It was on CBS Sports Network, and the Glendale Raptors are on CBS Sports Network at Infinity Park.
Huh,
why are not the we got somebody online, but why are not anyone on the line? That why can't we get a TV deal done? Why do they do a streaming deal? I have no idea what the hell is going on there. I'm not going to pay for a streaming deal. I already pay $90 for my TV.
I gotta admit, I understand and I totally get it. I get both sides of the coin there, and it is one coin, so it's good stuff. I mean, I know you're
bound by Outlaws, and the Outlaws don't want to even recognize me, so that's no big deal. I mean, it doesn't make a difference to me.
Hey, everyone.
All right, we got a caller on the line. Okay. Caller, who are you? Where are you from?
Patrick O'Hara. How you doing, JoJo?
Oh, good. Hey, JP, this is Patrick O'Hara.
This
is everyone. So I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag a little bit. I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag a little bit. Even though if you didn't know, you're gonna know now. Check this out. At the Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse, there was a king on the lacrosse field in the midfield position, and every game we wanted him to have. Every game he was number one on our list for player of the game.
We had
to share it a little bit. Dixon, the attackman for the Michigan Warriors.
Yeah.
He had some crazy swift moves too for the Warriors. Patrick, how you doing, Patrick?
Good. I've been well. Busy. Very busy.
Patrick, you're always busy, but you, you, let everyone know about Patrick O'Hara and your I know you play other sports too. We'll get into the others, but right now let's talk a little bit about lacrosse first and tell everyone your experience of the World Series of youth lacrosse when you did it.
So my lacrosse career started when I was younger, a lot younger. I first started the sport probably when I was 5 or 6 years old. And it really grew on me a lot. I loved basketball, I loved football, but lacrosse always seemed to be the number one thing for me. So growing up, my older brother played, and he influenced me a lot on really getting competitive into it. And as I grew up a lot and I got to high school, I made a decision to go play for Culver Academy, which is a national high school lacrosse program.
Oh, yeah, you know high school.
Yeah, Culver, great. I went there for my freshman year of high school. Loved it, had a good time with Coach Posner. Great group of guys. I love the program they run there. And, you know, lacrosse was always – it's always – from that point on, I knew that it would be what my life was all about. And my freshman year there, I committed to the University of Michigan, and I still hold that commitment now, and I'm looking forward to playing for them in my college career.
All right, UM. I love it, man.
Yeah,
Big Ten
Wolverines.
School.
Hey, Patrick, you're going to meet a guy there. He's the physician. He's the local
physician.
For, you're going to meet a guy. You're going to meet a guy there. He's the physician for the sports teams at Michigan, University of Michigan Wolverines. He actually used to be my next door neighbor, like literally right next door to my house. And good guy. So when you meet him, tell him JoJo Wardrummer said what's up. He moved out there. He sold his house next to mine. He sold his house last year and moved out there to be the physician for the Michigan Wolverines.
Big Blue.
Mm-hmm, Big Blue.
Blue Country.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, when do you start your college career?
I'm a sophomore now. I stress fractured my back, so I'm out for the rest of my sophomore season. But I do have a junior and senior season still in front of me before I go to college.
Okay, so you said you fractured your back. Tell us a little bit more about that. I have back problems myself and knee problems. So give our listeners a little update on what that actually means.
It's something that you try to avoid as a lacrosse player, but unfortunately it's reoccurring a lot. It's becoming a common injury in lacrosse. But, I guess it's just I use my back too much when I shoot, I guess. I don't use enough of my arms, so my lower left side of my back started to tear, and I actually fractured my F5 level, which is my lower spine, and now my F4 is starting to tear too, but it didn't tear completely, but we caught it before it tore, so that's good. But it's definitely something you want to avoid as a lacrosse player because it's becoming a very
JoJo.
Yeah, you're going to be in good hands with that physician up there in Michigan. Hey, so Patrick, we remember watching you on the playing against the other U13 players, you know, the other best players on planet Earth. And you were out there. All the players at World Series of Youth Lacrosse are the best players on Earth, and there's pretty much. Everyone's fairly, almost everyone is fairly even as far as the super high level you guys were playing at and everything like that. There was a very few of you players that stood out like kings amongst kings. There was Joey Spallina. There was Andrew McAdory, Jake Schaefer, Jake Naso. There was a few others. And one of those guys was absolutely you. What do you think sets yourself apart from even the other top players?
You know, something common that I have in common with all those guys and a lot of other good players that Youth World Series lacrosse tournament that's held in Denver every year is just the edge to compete. There's a lot of guys that, you know, they take days off and stuff like that, like games off. But you got to play every practice and every drill like it's game seven for you. Just having that competitive edge to beat the guy standing next to you, even if he's in the same jersey as you, just it means the world to me, and it means the world to a lot of those guys probably too. It's almost like a sense of security for me. Just being able to compete and every day. I feel like if I take a day off, it's just, it's not me. It's not who I am. And being out with this back injury right now, it's just killing me because I really can't do anything.
Well, Patrick, I know how that feels.
This is
now,
JP. Go ahead, JP.
No, so what is a day off for you? Because there is no days off when you're competitive. So what's a day off for you?
You know, I don't know what a day off is unless I'm injured. So that's about it. I'm just laying around right now with this back brace on.
And I remember those days from when I was on crutches because I blew my knee out in football. So I remember those days. Trust me. I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough stuff, man. I know you're probably doing something, especially with the back brace. That's a bummer. Like I was, me specifically, Patrick, I was, I had a bad surgery one time on my knee, and then I was on the cane for about 2.5 years, and I, actually the doctors told me that I would never run again.
JoJo, I'm still on a cane.
but you're trying to be cool though.
No, I rock the cane like nobody rocks the cane.
Candy cane. Just kidding. No, but
that's hard to do.
Yeah, no, but for real though, serious business. Like, this is several years ago though. But the doctor told me that I would not ever run again, and I'll probably be in a wheelchair, and I'll be lucky to walk again with the walker. And I said no. So then I moved to a cane right away. Like about a week later, I moved to a cane about for 2.5 years, and hit the gym. Still worked out and everything. I scrapped with the therapist and the doctor was telling me to do, and I did my own thing because I felt like I knew my body more than what they knew, and it panned out good for me. I actually like still play in men's lacrosse leagues now and go play basketball and all kinds of stuff like that. I pushed myself and excelled myself more than even sometimes what my mind wanted me to do.
It's all in your head.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Patrick. There was one situation. there was a situation going on when I'm trying to remember what team you guys were playing. It was during out here in Denver at the World Series of Youth Lacrosse. JP is cool.
It was probably Spallina.
It was not the Team 91. It was. I think it was a Colorado team. I think it was one
of
the. Yeah, I think it was.
I mean, Spallina just. Tour heads off.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of the Colorado teams. But what I was going to say is the sportsmanship that that Patrick O'Hare had was quite remarkable because there was this one play, and I was standing right there, and Patrick O'Hare did some play like where even the refs made a face like there's no way that could have happened. So they called a some kind of penalty on Patrick, and Patrick just looked at his coach like. He made a face like,
"What did I do?"
Yeah, exactly, JP. What did I do? And coach said, "Just come on in." He called you a penalty. Patrick, he walked to the sideline, for his penalty time. But I was standing right there. Patrick did absolutely zero. He just made a phenomenal play, and like I said, the refs were bewildered. Like, there's no way he could have done that. So it had to have been a penalty.
I actually remember that.
Yeah, you seen that? He's like the refs were like, it had to be a penalty, because that can't be done. It was crazy, Patrick. You were like sensational to watch play, man. And I can't wait. Hey, talk about Culver. You guys are a good team. I can imagine them with you.
Culver was, in short words, the most up-tempo lacrosse I've ever played. It went on 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. You pretty much lived and breathed it while you were there. Practices were probably some of the most quick-paced. You got 28 guys fighting for one spot, and yes, you gather some of the best players in the country. I mean, you're destined to get some good competition every day. And the most important thing that I learned from Culver is some of the relationships you can grow with some of your best buds, even if you're competing against each other every day. It's still being close like that. You can't touch that. It's something. One thing Culver teaches is that we always have each other's back, even though even though you're competing with each other and fighting, at the end of the day, you're fighting for the same thing as the other guy next to you in practice, and that's to beat the opposing teams. My freshman year there, when
Patrick, tell everyone, what is Culver?
Culver is a military academy in Indiana. It's one of the premier lacrosse programs. My freshman year, we finished top in the country, but it really, everything that Culver's taught is comes from Coach Posner. He is a the best coach I've ever had, hands down. I don't think I'll ever meet someone better than him.
Very cool, man. Did anybody from your team, from the Michigan Warriors, end up going there as well, or did you guys have to battle each other in high school playoffs in games?
I did play against Brother Rice, where most of my buddies went from Michigan Warriors. I played against them twice my freshman year at Culver. We beat them twice. So, yeah, it was fun to play against them. But Brother Rice is a great group of kids.
Well, I got some fans in Pennsylvania that are new to lacrosse, and you hear about an academy like that. Now, I want to bring them into the official academy place where their kids might get a chance to actually grow before they go to college. And so that's why I asked that question. So I, and thank you very much for answering it.
Yeah. And the most important thing to those people in Pennsylvania listening is that if you surround yourself with people like that, it's like surrounding yourself with smart people. You're destined to be smart. If you're surrounding yourself with the best coaches you can get and the best players in the country, I mean, you're bound to grow as a person and as a player.
Hey Patrick, I'm a little bit tripping out, and by no means, Patrick, by no means whatsoever, am I dogging on Michigan at all, but I'm honestly a little bit surprised that every team in the nation, D1 team or not, did not try to swoop you up for lacrosse.
My eighth grade summer, so I think this was maybe a year after I finished the World Series. My eighth grade summer going into my freshman year at Culver was like recruiting literally picked up so fast after my first couple tournaments in summer. It picked up ridiculous. I was looking at universities like Denver, Johns Hopkins, West Point, Michigan. I talked to Ohio State. Yeah, a lot of great schools. And yeah, it's just, I mean, I was being heavily recruited, but I'm a Michigan boy. I always have been. And
awesome. Awesome answer, huh, JP?
Oh, dude, yeah. That's great. Excuse me. If you're a Michigan boy, man, you stay in Michigan. JoJo's fondling my lacrosse stick right now, by the way. But if you're a Michigan boy, I mean, you got to stay in Michigan. I mean, I'm a hometown guy. I am a Penn State kid. I've always been Penn State. I've always been CU. I have no idea why I was CU. I live in Denver. I love Denver Broncos. I love Philadelphia Eagles. So, I mean, you got to stay home where you are.
But you know what? I got to admit, though, Patrick, if you picked Denver, I would have been, like, jumping up and down like crazy.
Still on the table.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait, whoa. You said it's still on the table.
Hey, Jed, that's JP. He was eating pizza and he almost choked.
I literally almost choked on myself. You said it was still on the table that Denver might get you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're going to have to do something really special here tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to.
All right,
no,
JoJo.
We're not going to get anybody in trouble. But
I'm going to call the dancing girls right now. I mean,
I'm not going to get anybody in trouble, but I'm going to make a call to the coaching staff right now.
I'm calling the dancing girls, man. I mean, we got this kid something.
that's cool, man. So in other words, it is possible, though, huh?
Yeah, it is. I always have open arms. Denver's great. Bill Kenny's top of the line.
True. Yeah.
So you really want to come to Denver? So how do we make this happen? I mean, I'm right here right now. If you can be Bill Tierney's line, I will call him right now.
Okay. If he's trying to look at my phone, he's trying to look through my phone
for
Coach
Tierney. Give me Tierney's line, man. I mean, this is ridiculous. Why is the kid in Michigan when he could be in Denver and this sunshine and this really hot weather that we have and these beautiful girls that we have here? You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, she can come too.
Yeah. Girlfriend or not, man, it's a caliber thing going on. Hey, so check this out, man. Patrick is also a stellar at other sports too. Let everybody know about your basketball playing and everything and all the other sports you do.
I play football and basketball. I've been playing those just as long as I've been playing lacrosse, but obviously lacrosse took an edge on me rather than those two sports. But there's something about those sports that's like, I just can't let them go. They still mean something to me. And I would never, I mean, like, something that's stressed upon a lot, I feel like the college level is multi-sport athletes in high school. And you look at some of the professional players, even professional football players, they were 2-3 sport athletes in high school. And it's something that my dad stresses on me a lot about not specializing and making yourself so one-dimensional.
Well, there was a study that just was released on ESPN that the non-specialized athletes that played multiple sports was like 92%. So, I mean, what do you think about that?
I mean, it's awesome. Multi-sport is the way to go. I mean, and not only that, but you're having fun. Like, you play lacrosse all year, like, you'll get sick of it. You can't do the same thing over and over again. That's not something you want to put on yourself at such a young age, especially in high school like me.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the biggest thing for me is when playing multiple sports is actually working different muscles of your body every single time when you go out there and work, and you're playing sports like lacrosse or football or basketball. You're working different parts of your body. That's the biggest thing that I like.
Yeah, it is. It's like basketball and football. Like lacrosse, you're on turf. Contact sport, there's nothing more similar.
That's cool stuff. Hey, Patrick, so what do you think of basketball, the basketball playoffs going on nowadays, like with the NBA?
I'm liking Philadelphia from the East right now.
Thank you.
SJP, he obviously keeps mentioning Philadelphia. So.
I have to. I'm a homer, man. Just look at the website. But, Patrick, who do you like?
You know, I would like to say I like the Pistons, but that's really never worked.
No. Well, not obviously never. Pistons have some championships.
Yeah, like 20 years ago, before I was.
Hey, it is what it is.
Well, David Akers said it the best at the draft. They're drafting someone that was born before anyone in Dallas ever had a Super Bowl championship. I mean, that's how young those kids are. I mean, so the Pistons are in the same range.
Yeah. You know, my dad loves the Pistons.
He loves the Pistons. Okay, does your dad remind you about the Bad Boys back in the day of the Pistons, the Bad Boys?
He told me it was something to watch, but that wasn't my time.
Yeah, it is something to watch, man. I think you should check it out. What is your like for basketball? Name like your top 2 to 3 favorite players of all time.
2 to 3 favorite players.
All time.
Yeah, all time. You gotta love LeBron from Akron. My mom's from Ohio. I love Isaiah Thomas, watching him play with that hurt ankle. And who's the big guy? Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer. Oh my God, the bad boy.
The Bad Boys.
So you actually said someone, LeBron. I mean, LeChoke, everybody. I mean, how does Kobe Bryant not get above LeChoke?
I was never about Kobe. I always thought he sucked.
How are you not about Kobe? He dropped 60 on his final night, man. Come on.
He took 60 shots.
Why? He took 120 shots. trust me, I'll call you out. You call me out.
Hey, Patrick, those are some pretty fair players you had there.
How about Kareem?
I would beg to differ on some of them.
Yeah, how about Kareem? How about Wilt Chamberlain? That's before your time, but you've never seen him play.
JP, that's before your time.
I know it's before my time.
But that's what
Michael
saying.
Jordan,
my
time.
Patrick, I'm going to call out JP on something here, okay?
Okay. I'm going to call me out on something.
Yeah,
here we go.
And everyone else that says, like, well, you guys were champions way back when, a long, long time ago. But then it's okay for them to bring up the best players that they think were from a long time ago.
You're gonna call them AI.
Do you know what I mean? Do you catch my drift, Patrick?
Yeah, I catch you.
You know what I'm saying?
Gonna call out AI, I'm just gonna laugh at you.
No, what I'm saying is, people can't say like, you won a championship, like, yeah, 20 years ago, woohoo, big deal. But the best players were, and then they say somebody from 20 years ago. You can't have both sides right there.
Best player today? Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, by far. Or the beard. I'm sorry.
But go ahead.
And Patrick, what do you think?
For me, for JoJo, it's hard for me to say who the best player is, because they're all nothing compared to how they were back in the day.
Well, I mean, back in the day, I mean, it's MJ. I mean, MJ by far. Before that, it was Wilt the Stilt. And unfortunately, Patrick never got to watch any of those guys, and I did. But
we're going
off
in a tandem here.
But
all of us are.
Tandem. But Patrick, who do you think is the best basketball player today in the business? And if you say LeBron, I'm really going to mess with you right now.
Okay. Before I say that, then you, anyone on that Golden State Warriors basketball team, and sure, would be a superstar. You throw anyone out there with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. I think individually, LeBron James is the best player.
You know what, Patrick? You're a very smart man. I have to commend you, but the LeBron James quote is not going to hold.
Some people just aren't for him. It's either you're with him or you're against him. There's no way.
Well, me, this is so weird. This is so weird. I'm a little bit of both. Like me, I admit he's a pretty awesome player. That's no doubt about that. But
we have to get him here to Denver, though.
CG, you hear that, Patrick? See, he's going back and forth now. He wants both sides.
I want both sides.
He doesn't like him, but if he were in Denver, he would like him. So to me, that you can't do that, man. You can't. That's not right.
No, I'm saying Patrick got to get to Denver.
Oh, okay,
Patrick,
okay, okay, okay,
Denver,
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get Patrick to Denver so I can go back to
I'll put it
Peter Burns Lacrosse Stadium.
And I kid you not, I would rather have Patrick O'Hara here with DU and then with the Denver Outlaws over LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant coming over here to the
Nuggets. I'll tell you what, man. I kid you not. I went to rugby and I skipped Marquette at Peter Burton Stadium because I'm like, they should blow them out. And it was a 7-4 game. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
If they had Patrick O'Hara, they would have won 20 to nothing.
But for real though, that's an automatic three goals right there.
Oh, of course.
Automatic every game. Hey, Patrick. So how about talk about your recovery situation going on with your back and how are you handling it? Like as far as like therapy and doctor's visits and getting back a little.
Yeah. So right now it's bone. It's a little bone. I have some muscular issue down there, but it's mostly my bone. So that's just gonna take time. So about 5 to 6 weeks for that. Once I finish that'll be by June 10th, first week of June. I'll be doing therapy all summer, so I won't be playing lacrosse in the summer, unfortunately. But, it should. I need it to heal because the doc says that could be affecting me and the rest of my life if I don't let it heal properly. So I'd rather sit out a game when I'm 16 rather than live the rest of my life with some back pain.
Absolutely. Patrick, be patient. Be patient, man. It happens. But just you know, of course, obviously, work hard, but work smart over work hard in this situation.
Well, JoJo, I guess I've literally worked through back pain, and I went out and played, and my back shot.
See?
It shot, man.
Patrick, learn from JP over there.
Learn from this young kid that's 42 years old.
He did something he's not supposed to. He's paying for it in the middle of things. Yep. Yeah. So it's crazy, man. So anyways, Patrick, let people know about the good memories as far as like off the field here in Denver at the World Series of Lacrosse.
I think I had more fun off the field than on the field at some point. I think the most fun we had was when we went to that. Do you remember that, JoJo, the big banquet we had?
Yeah, that was fun.
I was surprised. All those guys, they were so nice. I didn't think I'd talk to anyone but my teammates, but I got to meet just about everyone there, and they were some of the coolest people I've met. We had fun. Touring the city, Denver was cool. I've never been there. I had a lot of good food. What else did we do?
Well, the bank. Did you go to like Red Rocks or anything? Did you guys have time for that? And you and your family or anyone?
No, we didn't have really much time for family. We were there. We only got there a day before our games and left the day the following morning of our games. But I wish I did have time to stay and tour the city a little bit. But we did. We used the time we had to walk around downtown. Downtown was cool too. I had a lot of fun down there. There's a lot of cool shops and stuff. It's just such a neat city. It's so good to be around.
It is a really neat city. It's it's a lot different than downtown LA and stuff like that. It's a lot. Of course, every no matter where you are, there could be trouble and stuff like that. But for the most part, downtown Denver is more on the safe side.
It's on the safe side. Now, how did you accommodate?
That's JP. This is JP.
Yeah. How did you accommodate to the altitude?
I'm sorry, you cut out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Altitude. You're at 5,000.
Yeah.
It was so-and-so.
5,280.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had oxygen tanks on our sideline. So I'd be running off after a shift and strap that thing to my mouth.
Yeah. No shame in that.
No.
Yeah. I mean, we conditioned really hard leading up to it for about 5 or 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. But I could tell if you were to come to play for Denver, you would be you would get accustomed to it. Yeah, it takes a little bit of time, but then you'll start getting used to it, and then you start using it to your advantage even more. Good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, everyone was affected by it. It wasn't like we were at a disadvantage by ourselves. The only teams I was really used to it were the Denver teams.
True. Or the team, because I think there was a couple of teams that came here like several days before, so they got used to it a little bit faster. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. We did think about doing that, coming out and spending time.
Mm-hmm. But, crazy.
We couldn't.
JoJo, this is a trip, man. This is a kid we saw 3-4 years ago playing at the World Series of Youth Lacrosse.
Dominating. He was.
And now we're talking to him going to college.
Yeah.
I mean, this
is cool.
A trip for me.
This is good memories. The World Series Youth Lacrosse brings memories for the likes of everybody, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Mm-hmm. You know, Patrick, I remember you messaged me about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, asking for video, and I wish we did, but man, the only thing we had is just my little stuff like that here and there.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Me and my father almost every day. How close we were to being in that championship.
You guys were close, man. And you know what? Yeah, you guys were right there, man. I was like, oh man, and I think they would have shined if they got to it. They would have shined. They would have shined. I think Patrick, I honestly believe you would have stepped up your game even more.
Team 91.
Yep.
You know,
that was
you know,
a good team, man.
They were quite the special team. But I bring this up. I had Team 91 Titans. On the radio show last Thursday, and I bring you up actually on the radio, and I said there was one player I was talking. We were talking about the Team 91 that won the championship in the inaugural year. And I said they just beat up everybody. Like they were against the other top teams.
Joey Spillane and Long Island. You're talking about Florida.
Yeah. No. Did you hear me, JP? I think JP didn't hear everything I was saying.
I didn't hear it.
So anyways, they were beating some of the teams by quite the margin when everyone else is just like winning by 1, 2, maybe 3 points. But where I was getting at was I told them that nobody could stop Patrick O'Hare. The only team that was slightly able to slow him down just a little bit was Team 91, and that was a whole team defensive effort. They still couldn't stop him. Like I said, they just slightly slowed him down a bit, and he was still like just out there doing his thing. That's pretty crazy stuff, Patrick. A phenomenal lacrosse player you are.
Appreciate that, JoJo.
So who do you mimic your game after, yourself or any is there any professional lacrosse players out there that you try to mimic, so to speak, or how's that going?
Joel Tenney, Johns Hopkins.
Oh. Huh.
You know Joel Tenney?
Wow.
Yeah. He's going to be in the MLL now.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
So how do we get you on here in Denver? What makes the pot richer?
Just waiting out, huh?
I mean, what do you want to come to Denver? I mean, I'm not trying to offer you something.
He's talking as a fan.
I'm not talking somebody that's trying to offer you something. I'm talking as a fan that's going to come on my show every week. And I want to know why would you come to Denver? Because we are better than Michigan. I got to tell you what. Because you're going to go, you might as well Penn State. I mean, Penn State is my home school. So,
yeah.
Denver is by far a better school.
That's JP.
Yep. That's JP. That's JP. That's funny. Denver, you could say it's a second home for me. I do have a lot of family out there, actually.
Good.
Patrick, that's news to me. I did not know that. Yeah, Patrick, you have family in Colorado or even the Denver metro area?
In Colorado.
Very cool.
Well,
man. So,
a home school, man. This kid's got to come here.
Yeah, you can still get sort of like home cooking, so to speak. And
JoJo, I will cook
there.
This kid a home cooked meal if he comes there.
Patrick, you don't want his home cooking.
Trust me, I'm a former executive chef, so I can cook anything you want. But I'm not going to try to enforce that in NCAA regulations. No.
Everyone is talking to the fan. He's having fun.
I'm only a fan.
Me and you.
I'm a fan. I get to go to every game as a fan, and
hey,
I don't pay for it. So
Hey, Patrick, this is JoJo here. So you know what was really cool last year at the World Series of Youth Lacrosse? The Iroquois brought a team out, and Israel brought it. And then there's going to be even more teams. I think Finland is on. A couple other teams from Europe are going to be coming in. So that is how cool is that?
Yeah, that was awesome. I did see that, and that did catch my eye. That was cool. You guys got to keep expanding like that. It's only going to get bigger.
Yeah, get bigger and better. Yeah, that's true, man. Man, Patrick, I'm glad you called in and everything like that. I don't know, man. Patrick, anything you want to tell anybody out there, like anything?
Anything you want. Go Big Blue, go Big Denver, whatever you want.
That was JP, by the way.
I knows who I am besides you, JoJo. I mean, come on now. The War Drummer or JP? I mean, it's my radio station, for God's sake.
Go ahead.
Anything I got to say? You know, how many people are listening?
Well, we get on our this is the fourth show of a couple of JoJo War Drummer ways, and we get on average almost 1,500 people.
No, I say it's about 6,000 people,
actually, JoJo.
Okay.
Anyone, just watch out. You know, I'm coming.
Yeah,
he's coming.
Boy.
I love that. He's coming. I love it.
Oh, no, what I was saying is we got 1,500 the first show, and then it's been like almost
doubling. It's been a huge spike, and yeah. I look at all the numbers every day, every morning at 4 a.m. when I wake up to actually do sport.
And I think it's a good thing because we're on, you know, some people tune in to tune in. Some people listen through the iHeart or iTunes. So then we get the feedback from
Stitcher.
Yeah, from Stitcher. And it's crazy because a lot of people, some people have told me, hey, you shouldn't do that. You should just go through one thing only. That way you just get massive hits just on this one, and then you'll get bigger overall. I'm like, no, because some people like the platforms of iHeart. Some people like the platforms of TuneIn.
Everyone likes their own platform.
Yeah,
that's what I realized. That's why I created a platform for everyone to listen to our shows.
And that's one reason why I jumped. When they asked me to come on with the Sports Offensive, that's one reason why I liked it too, because I didn't want to just be on one. I wanted to be on multiple, and if.
Oh, you
and
were
I don't
handcuffed.
Think that,
you
I,
were handcuffed.
Yeah, they handcuffed me. They said, JoJo, you're not going to anyone else but us. Let's see what you got.
So JoJo has a home with the sportsoffensive.com. That's all that needs to be said right now. The home is the sportsoffensive.com. JoJo has a home. And Patrick, you have a home too, man. Every time you want to come on, you're more than welcome to.
Very cool. Hey, Patrick,
awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hey, tell your family we say hey and hi and keep healing well. Keep healing well, brother. And like I said, man, be patient. Take your time, man. Don't rush it. Be smart.
I will. Thanks, JoJo. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, man. And then let everyone know that, you know, to search for us, thesportsoffensive.com, and to hear you here at the show. It's called A Cup of JoJo War Drum.
Yep, tweet it out. I like it, and tweet it out everywhere. So.
Will do, guys. I appreciate you guys having me.
Same here, man. We'll get you on sometime this summer again, and then it'll be some good stuff. Check out your we could do it. We could check out like every 6 to 8 weeks, check on the progress report of Patrick O'Hara's healing.
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do that. How do you like that, Patrick?
Sounds awesome. I love this show.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Thank you very much.
Let's do it. We're going to do that, man. Let everybody know, Patrick, that you're coming for him.
I'm coming.
He is. Everybody, no joke. You better watch out, man. You better watch out. Thank you, Patrick O'Hara. Everybody, find his Instagram. It's at Patrick O-H-A-R-A 1, the number one. Not O-N-E, but the number one. Patrick, you need to get on Twitter, too, by the way. More.
I am on Twitter. Patrick O'Hara 99.
Patrick, what I mean, but I mean more, like more. You need to.
Or
go
we're
going to
tweet that out.
Yeah, go on there. And your Instagram, too, you need to go on there. Even like if it was just once a day on both of them.
Well, I will. I'll take that advice, JoJo.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Dude, JoJo is the master of tweets. I can't even keep up.
JP's being silly today. Hey, Patrick. Again, seriously, thank you, man, and thank you for coming to World Series Youth Lacrosse and everything like that, and just dominating the fields. With other high caliber players. Phenomenal.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem, man. Talk to you in about 5 to 6 weeks.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, everyone. That was Patrick O'Hara. Hey, guys, we're gonna stay on the horn a little bit longer. That was World Series Youth Lacrosse domination right there, man. Patrick O'Hara. JP. Commercial break?
Yes, we can go there.
Let's do a commercial break. This is Giorgio's Pizza.
Well, Giorgio's Pizza.
Your breath.
guys like JoJo's singing?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, that wasn't the cut version. That wasn't the edit
version. That wasn't the cut version. I don't think I uploaded it. God, I think I slacked on that, man.
I mean,
I've been doing something else all week. I've been doing this card, so I kind of been a little off.
Hey, everybody.
All right, he's going to his phone. I have no idea what he's going to do.
No, I was going to say.
And he's not talking either. I have no idea why.
Well, I was going to say we still have about 90 seconds left of airtime, and I just wanted to show everybody a little.
Little Pizza Giorgio's Pizzeria down by Ace Hardware. And our intern, Chris the intern. So JoJo's trying to show something. I have no idea what he's doing because he's not talking because he has his phone in his hand. And I'm Brockheimer right now with a double A, triple A baseball call.
Double A Arn Anderson.
Now you're going to go Part wrestling. You're going to go wrestling on my ass? Oh, my God.
Hey, PG.
Dude, wrestling? You're going to go wrestling. Double A R Anderson. I have not heard that name in ever.
Name the original Four Horsemen.
The Four Horsemen. Oh, my God, JoJo. How old are you?
I know sports from while I was way before I was born.
You better wrap it up real quick.
I even know sports in the future. Everyone, stay tuned Monday. We're going to have Gladiators Unleashed. We're going to have Impact Mouth Guards. We're going to have Israel Lacrosse. We're going to have a lot of good stuff next week, man. We're going to have the DU women's team. Talk to you soon, everybody. A cup of JoJo, War Drummer Ways, brought to you by, presented by the Sports Offensive.
Offensive out.
Cue the music.
I'm going to cue her out. Oh, that was ridiculous.
Did you shut her up? Did you end the episode?
Yeah. I had to. I was being too ridiculous.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man. That makes for great radio. I'm not going to lie to you. Dude, that's the best fucking thing on earth. Good Lord. Fill up.
Now, when you wing it, it's the most fun. I mean, it's the most fun when you just wing it. Patrick's cool. I remember Patrick. I mean, I really do.
Stuff,
man.
He stood up amongst his other kids.
Yeah, he did.
He was one of the few.
Yeah.
Little Joey Spolina. Mm-hmm. Now, Joey Spolina, I think he's the best attackman that you've ever seen in World Series.
By far.
Yeah. Yeah, just as much as by far he was the best attackman, Patrick Ferrer is the best midfielder.
Yep. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I saw Joey Spolina hit shots, I'm like, there's kids in high school that can't hit that.
Yeah. But you know what? Face-off guys, there's still debates on face-off guys.
Well, you'd be a fucking dance kid, man. The kid from Kiev.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, Jake. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he didn't beat you, dude. He's 13. You're a cartoon. I'm like, how's that feel? I'm like, let's get down there again. Beat him again. How's that feel? He's 13. You're college kid. How's that feel? He was pissed. He's like, oh, God damn it, I'm going to get him. I'm like, no, you're not.
That's your spot now.
Like, I'll bet on this kid any time of the